Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about Just Say Yes, an ascension update. Between now and 2013, we're in the window of time when our planet is likely to ascend to a higher dimension. So I'll give you the latest update of the info I've received. And next Friday on June 3rd, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let you know that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can be much more successful by knowing what time it really is before you take important actions or make important decisions. My 2011 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success, is an easy-to-use, color-coded calendar. It shows you quickly and easily the best dates for your important activities. It includes information on all the codes as well as plenty of recommended job practices. It also shows those timeout periods to avoid because nothing comes of actions taken during those times. To get your own 2011 Good Timing Guide, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the Polaris store or look for the free Today's Guide on the homepage. Or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Okay, everyone, it's time to get ready for eclipse season. Next week on Wednesday, June 1st, we have the first of three eclipses, which will be a solar eclipse or a new moon eclipse. This takes place at 2:04 p.m. Pacific time or 5:04 p.m. Eastern time. So we should be able to see this here in the U.S. It's a partial eclipse, though, so we'll see how much is visible to us. Then on June 15th, we'll get a total lunar eclipse. However, that one occurs at 1:15 p.m. Pacific time or 4:15 p.m. Eastern time. So we won't get to see that one because the moon won't be up, of course. Okay, all eclipses have a period of influence when you can have an eclipse event. And an eclipse event is something that is usually completely unexpected. This period starts 30 days before the actual eclipse and extends to 30 days after the eclipse. So for the June 1st eclipse, we could have eclipse events anytime between May 1st and July 1st. And for the June 15th eclipse, we could have eclipse events between May 15th and July 15th. And then there's another solar eclipse on July 1st, which we'll talk about in the weeks to come. Now, these first two eclipses on June 1st and June 15th both have the same primary meaning. Now, these eclipses have an expansive energy to them, which is great, but they also include the energies of loss, separation, aggravation, or inhibition as part of the expansion. So in general, things are headed in the direction of growth and expansion, but along the way, we're likely to encounter some challenges. However, if your chart is impacted by these eclipses, you may get some pretty good eclipse events. Now, for this first eclipse on June 1st, the secondary meaning is related to rising above limitations and social conditioning and/or standing up for yourself. The energy of this eclipse encourages you to pursue your rights to be taken seriously. If you're impacted by this eclipse, you'll want to improve your situation as much as possible. If you use these energies negatively, though, you'll feel you deserve better, but you'll blame others for your situation instead of improving it. Now, how can you know if you or your business will be impacted by an eclipse? The June 1st solar eclipse occurs at 11 degrees and 2 minutes in the sign of Gemini. So if you have planets or personal points between 7 to 15 degrees of either Gemini or Sagittarius, then you or your company will be impacted by this eclipse. Now, if that's you, remember it's good because it means you'll have some opportunities to expand. You will just have to take the thorns with the rose, so use some caution when you pick it up. Now, what's getting started at the new moon solar eclipse on June 1st are some hidden structural changes. And this could be related to the internet, communications, and broadcasting industries, schools, roads and bridges, data transmission, such as merchant card processing, and or banks. So pay attention now, as you may find some unexpected changes being made behind the scenes. The stock market appears to be undergoing some unexpected changes, too, and this is probably due to entrenched debt issues, which seem to be taking down multiple countries in Europe. However, it could also be related to other debt issues, such as our own, as well. And whatever the source of the entrenched debt, it appears to lower both the stock and the bond markets. Plus, I have an additional note about this June 1st eclipse. There was actually a crop circle at Mill Hill, England in June 2009, which seems to show a lineup of the planets that could correspond to May 29th, 30th, or even June 1st. The interesting thing about that crop circle is that it seems to show a new astronomical object in our solar system around this date. Now, I'm including the link to this info in my written What's Up in the Heavens this week. Or you can go to CropCircleConnector.com. That's CropCircleConnector.com. And look for the Mill Hill Crop Circle from June 2009. It's certainly a fascinating possibility. Now, next, already in range, peaking on May 31st and staying in range through June 7th, we have a period when leaders take responsible actions and handle their duties in a balanced and fair way. This is the cycle of Sun trine Saturn, and it's a particularly, it's a particularly good time to talk to your manager or to a high-level sales prospect regarding important decisions. And that's because they're more likely to support you at this time. So if you're the leader or manager, then a lot is expected of you during this time. So clear the deck so you can attend to it and make the best decisions. Now, next, we still have Mars, Venus, and Mercury close together in the sign of Taurus. And this is an indication of folks getting together for some practical new starts. Now, this can include new businesses or new projects or even companies buying other companies. Communications, money, and good use of energy will all be important to these projects or companies. Now, on a more personal level, it's still a good time for love, relationships, and bringing in money. So take advantage of these good energies now. Mercury and Venus stay together now through May 31st. Venus and Mars stay together through June 6th. And plus, just an additional note about Mars. We're just finishing the cycle of Mars trine Pluto, which is associated with transforming our motivations, our energies, and actions. In essence, the reasons we take our particular actions are changing. And along with our motivations changing, our actions are changing as well. So this cycle of Mars trine Pluto is also associated with a lot of physical energy, including sexual energy and potentially anger. So get some extra exercise if at all possible, and it'll be easier to handle these energies. Mars trine Pluto stays in range through this Sunday, May 29th. Also a reminder that we're now in the same pattern that we experienced last summer. This is the configuration of Saturn opposite Uranus and both square Pluto. This cycle is notable for major changes in structures, businesses, laws, and government, plus Earth changes. Also anticipate unexpected and permanent changes to physical buildings, bridges, highways, subway systems, airports, plus any processes used at work. We can also see major changes in top management and leaders. The internet is also a structure, and Congress seems to be attacking it again now. These combined cycles will not peak again this year, but they're certainly in range through mid to late July. Be sure to keep extra supplies on hand at all times for you, your family, and your pets in case of earthquake or other earth changes. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Whenever we're within 1 week of any eclipse, the outcome of any new start is iffy. However, on top of that problem, we have an orange final result code that shows deals or projects falling apart on June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and early on June 4th. So don't start new projects next week. Do yourself a big favor and wait until later on Saturday, June 4th, or the following Friday on June 10th. Those are the only days that have a good final result in early June. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio, so you don't need to take notes. To receive this information, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link in a box at the top right of the home page. That's www.askmadeline.com. It's free, so get signed up today. Now, what is the Earth's ascension, and why would it be good to say yes to it? When I come back after this short break, I'll update you on the latest info I've received. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about Just Say Yes, an ascension update. The Between now and 2013, we're in the window of time when our planet is likely to ascend to a higher dimension. So what does that mean, and why would you want to say yes to it? Now, do you ever feel like there's a floating tension or anxiety that seems to be underneath everything? Or do you ever notice that your memory isn't what it used to be? Do you feel stretched too thin, but you don't know why or how to fix it? These are common symptoms related to the ascension of the planet. There are many others, too, but these are the ones recently that I'm seeing the most of. First, let's just talk about what the ascension of the planet is or could be. For several years now, our planet, and actually our entire solar system, has been going through a portion of the galaxy with very high-frequency energies. In effect, our planet is being bombarded with these very high frequencies as the Earth travels through this very unusual portion of the Milky Way galaxy. Now, among other things, these high frequencies seem to be changing the frequency of the Earth. And it's one of the primary reasons why our planet heated up and we initially had global warming. Of course, we're now on the beginning of the other side of that process, which results in global cooling. And eventually we'll have a mini ice age to balance it. In general, all the planets in our solar system have heated up as they've traveled through this portion of the galaxy. NASA knows this and has evidence about it, so we're not alone in this process. As far as anyone knows, the Earth has never changed its frequency before. So all humans, all animals, and all plants on this planet have been accustomed to the lower frequency of the Earth. And that means our bodies are typically synchronized to the Earth's frequency. Scientists have been watching the rise of the Earth's frequency over the past 10 years or so, but they don't understand its effects on humans and other life forms. Fortunately, a number of people have been getting channeled psychic or other metaphysical information to help guide us through this process. Now, what this information leads us to believe is that the Earth will ascend or jump to a higher frequency or a higher dimension sometime between 2011 and 2013. So we're already in the period when this is expected to occur. Now, what would that look like? Truthfully, nobody knows. It might be as easy as we wake up one morning in a different dimension, still in our homes, but we live in a more peaceful world. Or, who knows, maybe we would arrive there and find a welcoming committee. Or maybe we wouldn't need to take anything with us because we could manifest anything we wanted there. There are many possibilities, and believe me, no one knows. And just how would we get to the fourth or fifth dimension of the Earth? Well, there's information that will go to these other dimensions in our light bodies. This is how each of us came to Earth when we were born. We came here in our light body. And there is also information that will re-manifest our physical bodies once we get to the new dimension or the new Earth. However, again, I hasten to add that no one really knows for sure how this would happen. Perhaps our pineal glands will become activated and will teleport through our natural hypergate, our pineal glands, to the new dimension. Possibilities are endless. Now, as the Earth continues to change to a higher and higher frequency, our bodies are challenged to adapt to this. In essence, we must also change our frequency to one that's higher, or we'll become too uncomfortable to stay here on Earth. Already, we've seen many people in their 50s and 60s check out. This is primarily because they don't want to make the necessary changes to become more positive, and they're too uncomfortable to stay here any longer. However, this can happen to any person at any age. So it's important to spend time doing things that will raise your vibration or frequency. You know when you feel good, and that's when your frequency is high. So doing things that make you feel joyful and living from your heart will help. Choosing to be compassionate toward others will help. Letting go of all judgments will help. Changing your language and thoughts to be focused more positively will help. Meditation will help. Yoga, Tai Chi, and other forms of physical or moving meditation will help. Detoxing your body will help. Listening to your intuition or your higher self will help. Prayer and energy work can help. And I've been doing a process known as Crystal Triangle for over 11 years. And that process takes me to fifth dimensional energies, and then you can go to sixth and seventh dimensional energies. It's what keeps me balanced, and I'm sure there are other ways to raise your frequency, too. Now, what's important about this, though, is to do whatever you can to keep raising your vibration or frequency. That's because this major shift to a higher dimension will be very hard if you haven't done this. In fact, it might feel like hitting a brick wall at a pretty fast speed. That would not be pleasant. So I encourage you to focus on raising your vibration or frequency with any of the above methods or others that you know. This is especially important now through 2013. And as we do this, we have a much better chance that this dimensional shift will feel more like a bump in the road instead of that brick wall. Now, one very well-known psychic has repeatedly had the same dream about this topic. He said that he found himself flying out past Earth when he came to fourth density Earth. And then he flew out past that Earth and he came to fifth density Earth. And then he flew out past that Earth and he came to sixth density Earth. And then he flew out past that and he came to seventh density Earth. Now past that he found normal space and no more Earth. And this suggested to him that there are four other Earths which are being created on higher dimensions or higher frequencies. And he believes that each person will go to the dimension or Earth that's appropriate for their frequency. Then he was shown that each person would have a visit from someone who would be profound to them. For Christians, this might be Jesus or Mother Mary. For Buddhists, that might be Buddha. For Native Americans, that might be someone like White Buffalo Calf Woman. Whoever this very important person is, he or she would ask each person, "Are you ready to go?" Just those words, "Are you ready to go?" Can you imagine that situation? He was shown that anyone who answered this question by saying they were not worthy or that they wanted to stay and help others or that they needed to pack their bags or feed their cat, etc., would be considered not ready to go. So basically, any answer other than yes was considered to be a no. For those who didn't answer yes, they would be given a memory block so they wouldn't remember the encounter. And for those who are ready to go, who answer yes, he thinks we'll ascend via our light bodies to the higher dimensional Earth, and then we'll re-manifest our physical bodies once we arrive. And who knows? Maybe that profound person would appear to us in our dreams instead of broad daylight. Of course, we don't really know. We just have to trust the universe on this one. He also mentioned that all children would ascend, since all of them came here for the ascension. And in addition, he mentioned that our pets who have a sense of self would graduate to becoming humans in their future lives. Now, what will happen to the people who say no or they're undecided? In theory, they'll be sent to another planet because our third dimensional planet that we live on now may not be habitable. We don't know that for sure, and we can still change anything with our thoughts, feelings, and actions. However, it is a possibility. Now, could a scenario like that really happen? Indeed, it's possible. However, it's also possible that it won't happen like that at all. We just can't know. So it pays to be prepared. Just in case you do get a visit from someone you profoundly trust and they ask you if you're ready to go, remember this answer. First ask if they're from the highest light, and if so, just say yes. And when you say yes to this question, you are choosing to help bring peace to Earth. You're choosing to move into a higher dimension of Earth, which will have 1,000 years of peace. Keep shifting yourself toward love, joy, peace, and compassion. And we will experience what many have thought was impossible, peace on Earth. Now, suggest to your friends and family members to just say yes to ascension and higher consciousness, because together we can create a new Earth. And wouldn't you like all your friends and family to be there with you? Of course you would. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. As hard as it may be to believe this, your top job is to be in joy. This is always true. And when you're moving away from joy, you're moving away from your money. So do things that bring you joy. Serve others in joy at work. Think thoughts that make you feel joyful. You're in charge of your own happiness, whether you know it or not. And the more joy you feel, the more joyful things will be attracted to you, including more money. And hey, we got a great weekend so that we have plenty of time to be joyful. 3 days. Now, next Friday on June 3rd, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. Also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. And you can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. And remember, I do consultations both for individuals and businesses, so either one is perfect for me. Now, stay tuned for Marine Saint Germain. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham-Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing. And is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupp is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupp can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.